Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah.
Somebody lift up your voice and give the Lord a shout.
Come and worship him tonight. Let your worship rise up to Yeshua. Come on. Bless the name of Jehovah. He has done marvelous things in our lives. The God who never ceases to amaze us. Jesus, we are here tonight.
Yes!
one more time. Come on, do it from your heart. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is a man of one wife, a man of integrity from the northern part of Nigeria, who has a lot of awards, both far and wide, This person is a husband, a teacher, a pastor, a father. He lived daily to express whom God is to him and to his generation. Please put your hands together for my brother, your brother, the host of this program, with a standing ovation, ladies and gentlemen, and with a misbehaving ovation, let me welcome my brother, my mentor, your mentor, in the presence of I.B. Taylor!
praise the King of Kings, every tribe and nation. We are here to share His love, a true unity.
Yeah.
the darkness of night, the thunder roll very loudly. Within me was anxiety and fear, why the fire breathlessly all around, and you took me by the
appointed time, and at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarries, my brother, wait for it, because surely and surely it will come.
As long as the earth remains, season comes, season goes, winter, summer, the Lord is forever. As long as the earth remains, season comes, season
goes. First attending in this conference, your host is joining.
Winter, summer, day and night, the blessings of the Lord is forever.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will be glad in it. I was glad when it told me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Boroboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one this morning in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise His holy name. He is worthy of praise. He's worthy of glory. He is worthy of honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. We bless His holy name. Hallelujah. We praise His name. He is worthy of praise. Hallelujah. Isaiah 26 verse 9 says, my soul yearns for you in the night. In the morning, my spirit longs for you. When your judgments come upon the earth, the people of the world learn righteousness. So this morning, we pray this prayer, Lord, my spirit longs for you in the morning. Hallelujah. My spirit longs for you. Hallelujah. The Bible says, Matthew 6:33, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Psalm 30, verse 5 says, but His anger lasts only a moment, but His favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing, joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. We thank God for this morning. We thank God that He watched over us as we slept through the night. Hallelujah. We praise His holy name for bringing us to the Friday. Hallelujah. Some people started Sunday. They're not here today. Hallelujah. Or they started well on Friday, and today they're in the hospital. They're sick. Different things have happened. But we thank God. It's not because we are better than those, but we thank God for His grace. Hallelujah. His grace. We bless His name. We praise His name. Psalm 59 verse 16 says, but I will sing of your strength in the morning. I will sing of the love, for you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength. strength of my heart and my portion forever. Hallelujah. But I cry to you for help. Lord, in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Psalm 88, verse 13. Lord, satisfy us in the morning. Now, I want you to say this. Lord, satisfy me in the morning. Satisfy me this morning with your unfailing love. Satisfy me this morning with your unfailing love. May we sing for joy and glad all our days. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Your word is a lamp for my feet. Let your word, oh my dear God, be a lamp for our feet and a light for our path. Oh my dear God, let your word be a lamp for our feet and a light on our path. Hallelujah. Lord, let the morning bring us words of your unfailing love. For we have put our trust in you. Show us the way we should go. For to you we entrust our lives. And this is my favorite. My voice, Psalm 5, verse 3, shall you hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning, I will direct it to you, and I will look up. In the morning, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait expectantly. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you. We worship you, O God. We glorify your holy name, O God. Your name is worthy of praise and glory and honor. We bless you, Jesus. Every day is a day of thanksgiving, O God. We bless you, O God. We praise you, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We bless your name. Hallelujah. You are awesome. You are wonderful, O God. There's no one like you in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We praise you. We worship you, O God. In the beauty of your holiness, O God. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Spirit of the living God, we ask you to move in our midst this morning in the name of Jesus. Not only this morning, but move in our midst every second, every minute, every hour of our lives. Holy Spirit, we surrender our lives to you. Let your kingdom come, Almighty God. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. Holy Spirit, we surrender to you. Holy Spirit, have your way in our lives. Holy Spirit, have your way in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Holy Spirit, we love you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Holy preeminence in this service. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in our lives. Take preeminence in our homes. Holy Spirit, we surrender totally and completely to you. Spirit of the living God, lead us and guide us into all truth, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way in this service. Have your way in our lives in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we bless you and we welcome you in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace. And Lord, we ask you for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out to you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon our spouses in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our children and grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy upon great-grands. Mercy upon parents, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy upon our household, O God. Mercy, 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 O God. Have mercy, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy, mercy, mercy upon Tina in the name of Jesus. Mercy upon God. Mercy upon Tina in the name of Jesus. Mercy upon Mandaka in the name of Jesus, Lord. Intervene, O God. Gloria Masantiriako. Be merciful unto them, O God. Have mercy upon Tina. Have mercy upon Mandaka, O God. Intervene in their home. Intervene in their relationship, O God. In the name of Jesus, O Father God, embrace Tina in your love. Embrace Mandaka in your love. Let them know that you're right there with them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray for mercy. Mercy for Al, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy upon Al. Have mercy, mercy, mercy upon his son, Kamari. Have mercy upon his other son, CJ, oh God. Mercy for his also, oh God. Mercy upon them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for you, oh God, that you intervene in every area of their lives. Let your holy light shine in the life of Al, oh God. The light of God shine in Kamari's life, oh God. The light of God shine in CJ's life. In the name of Jesus, let there be light. Oh God, restore unto Al the joy of your salvation, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for mercy. Mercy for Ricky, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon Ricky. Have mercy, O God. Be merciful unto him. Be merciful unto his son, Makari, in the name of Jesus. We pray for mercy. Your mercies on you every morning, oh God. Have mercy upon Ricky. Forgive him of sin of omission and commission, oh God. Be merciful unto him. Be merciful unto his son, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Draw him close to you, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Draw him close, oh God. Yekuria masandiriako. I decree, declare, and prophesy that every prophetic word spoken in their lives, spoken in their lives, will surely come to pass. Every prophetic word spoken in Mandika's life will come to pass. Every prophetic word, hallelujah, spoken in Al's life will surely come to pass. Oh, every prophetic word spoken by Almighty God will surely come to pass. Oh, Yamasandiriako. Oh, Yasandiriako. Father God, I pray every prophetic word spoken in about Ricky's life or about his destiny in the name of Jesus, even before he was brought forth, oh God, it will surely come to pass. Hallelujah. There's a season and there's a time. And Lord, hallelujah, we wait expectantly in the name of Jesus. We wait rejoicing. We wait to see those prophetic words spoken in Tina's life, prophetic words spoken in Al's life, prophetic words spoken in Ricky's life, surely coming to pass in the name of Jesus. Bless Ricky in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless his fiance. Bless her children, Shay and the children, in the name of Jesus. Bless Mimi. Bless Donovan in the name of Jesus. Oria Sanderiako. Yekoroma Sanderiako. We claim these children salvation for the kingdom of God. Yekoriamasa. Let the whole household receive Jesus as the Lord and personal Savior. Let our whole household be restored back into salvation. Yekoriamasa. that he can come back into the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the work Tina is doing in the kingdom of God. We thank you, O God, for creative ideas. We thank you, O God, for the worship and the prayers, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing upon her life in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, we release, hallelujah, every cell, in Monday's God brings. Oh, dear, my son, Teriyako, let yourselves hear the word of God and come into alignment with the word of God. We bind every mental sickness and disease in the name of Jesus and loose the mind of God, loose the mind of Christ, loose the mind of Christ. Lord, Yekuria must say, perfect chemical imbalances in the name of Jesus. Lord, Yemosotur, have mercy upon Christoph in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Forgive her a sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto her, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy upon our sons, Christian Michael, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon Joshua, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon Zechariah, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Be merciful unto them. Lord, as they go back and forth to school, all these kids, not only them, but every parent or grandparent that have children taking the buses back and forth to school, Lord, be with them. Guide them and protect them, O God. Cover their schools, every parent that's here, every grandparent that year, their grandchildren or their children. Lord, we cover everyone, the schools, with the blood of Jesus and sign an angel to these kids' school in the name of Jesus. You be the driver on the buses, oh God. We every bus stop, we soak with the blood of Jesus, the blood bus stop with the blood of Jesus. We speak, oh God, safe in the name of Jesus, that these kids will go back and forth safely in the name of Jesus. We cover each and every one of their schools with the blood of Jesus. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to send your holy angels to be with them 24/7 in the name of Jesus. Oh God, every child that's here, their parents, their grandparents, oh God, or their great-grandparents or their aunties, whatever it is that's here, oh God, this morning. Father, keep the kids covered, even those that are not here. Lord, and a part of this ministry, keep the children under the blood of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. Father, we praise your name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. We release the blood of Jesus, oh God, in our dwelling places, in our atmosphere, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Jesus. We soak this prayer service in the blood of Jesus. Every cell in our bodies, every tissue, every organ, yeah, the word of God, and come into order with the word of God. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, this morning we put on the full arm of God and the arm of light. Oh, God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the arm of God and the arm of light on our children, grandchildren, those that are here, oh God. On ourselves, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray. We ask you, Lord, to send divine angelic help for us, O God. Everyone is entitled to the holy legions of angels. So, Father God, send the holy angels that are assigned to this ministry. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we soak the prayer lines in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we rededicate this service unto you. Rededicate this altar unto you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus, purified with the Holy Ghost fire. Let this altar be an altar for every nation, tribe, kindred, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we bless your name. We thank you. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Our goodness doesn't come from ourselves because of our righteousness is as filthy as rags, but because of your goodness, oh God. Yes, Lord, release your grace. Release your glory upon each and every one of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we bless, praise your name, oh God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Bless the work of our hands. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, daily load us with your benefits. In the name of Jesus, let no one here ever lack, O God, and their children. Provide according to your riches in glory. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for the fruits of the Holy Spirit being exemplified in our lives. The Holy Spirit, we ask you to help us in those areas that we need help with, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let your holy angels be with your children, guiding and protecting them and doing your biddings in their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, Father God, we pray that you dispatch more angels, O God. Warrior angels, O God, to Liberia, O God. Cover the nation with the blood of Jesus. Yes, God. We bless your name. We bless your name in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for my two nieces, Pia, oh God, and Jade, oh God, Nana Abina, who celebrates the birthday, oh God. I ask you to be with them, guiding them and protecting them, oh God, whatever they're going through, oh God. Break them loose from the clutches of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Let them walk in the freedom of Jesus Christ, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of their faith, oh God. We pray for good health, sound mind, long life, and prosperous life in the name of Jesus. Bless them, oh God, exceedingly, abundantly, above all that they can think or act. Shield their peer with favor. You, Nana Abina, with your favor, oh God. We thank you, oh God, oh, for these beautiful young ladies, oh God. Thank you for them. Thank you for their parents, oh God. Yes, in the name of Jesus. And all those that have family members that are celebrating their birthdays, oh God, we pray that these prayers extend unto them in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bless your name. We praise you. Worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Father God, bless those who favor my cause, O God. Bless them exceedingly, abundantly above all that you can think or ask of. Thank you, Lord, for prayers going up. Thank you, Jesus. You are holy, you are righteous. So, Father God, we want to come in your presence. And Lord, we pray that you cleanse us, wash us, oh God, so that we can worship you truthfully, honestly, in spirit and in truth. So, Lord, I thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We thank God for the fresh oil, the fresh anointing. Hallelujah. So this morning, let me just say a quick word, and I'm not going to keep you this morning. Hallelujah. So, Father, as I bring this word, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Father, I hide behind the cross, all of you, Jesus, and none of me, O God. Thank you this morning and every morning of my life. But Lord, I thank you for this word that is coming forth this morning. And I pray, Lord, that each and every one of us open our hearts to receive what thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus Christ. We praise his name.
Conference recording started.
We're going to look at the blood, and I'm just going to go over it briefly because I'm going to a part that I want to release certain blessings upon each and every one of us. The Lord wants to release those blessings now, and then to each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. And I want to tell you that the golden scepter has been extended to you. The golden scepter has been extended to you and to your family line. And I pray that you will not miss this opportunity to receive what Christ has released unto you and your family in the name of Jesus. So when we do a summary of the book of Esther, we look at Esther chapter 1 when the king was having a banquet and celebrating for so many days. I think it was 120 days. Everyone in that province, King Ahasuerus, celebrated. And there was so much going on, the celebration, the food, and everything else. And then all of a sudden, the king, he was so drunk, and he asked for the queen to come in. The queen was Queen Vashti. She's already celebrating in her part of the chamber in the king's house. And the king sent for Vashti. Vashti, some people say Vashti. But it's Vashti, whatever way you want to call Queen Vashti, refused to come. She said no, she wasn't coming, because when we go into the Jewish history and start learning about how he wanted this lady to come, it was like coming as a naked person. And she said, no, tonight she's not going to destroy her. She's not going to come. But regardless of anything, when the king summons you, and now looking at when the king summons you, who king? King Jesus. When King Jesus calls you, you answer, you follow him, you come to him. Hallelujah. Even if you're naked, he clothes you in his robe of righteousness, in his garment of salvation, in his robe of righteousness. Hallelujah. So that's the difference between the world, the king of the world, and Jesus, King Jesus. Hallelujah. So when you're coming, the thing about it, King Ahasuerus asked Vashti to come. But when Vashti to parade herself, it's not in this word, but it's in the Jewish history, to parade herself naked. And of course you refuse. Okay? But now when we come to the King, King Jesus, hallelujah, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, hallelujah, you come before him just as you are. Because when we say naked in the spiritual sense, we're coming to him honestly. We come into him openly without hiding anything. You can't even hide from God. Your God sees and knows everything. But you're coming to him. You're taking that walk and coming to him. And say, Lord, just as I am. You're surrendering your life to him. My life is in your hands, Lord. Lord, here I am, Lord. Use me to bring glory and honor to your name. Hallelujah. You cannot come with on your shoulders and different things of pride. No, you got to let go and come before him just as you are. Depend on him. Lean on him. Hallelujah. And so when we look at the comparison and we see that King Jesus, he wants to come to you, you to come to him openly and honestly. He chose you. Hallelujah. But then when we look at the book of Esther, Esther did not come. I mean, this is a worldly king. No. But you know, God will, in his divine providence, he will do things. He will allow things to happen to get the glory. And because Vashti did not come, Vashti was thrown out as queen. I'm here to tell you this morning, I pray that you all are listening keenly to me because I'm bringing some prophetic words to you in the name of Jesus. I'm here to tell you that today, receive this word that the Lord will dethrone someone just to give you a divine promotion, a divine acceleration. The Lord will do that. You say, how can I get there? Do not worry. God's ways are not man's ways. God's thoughts are not man's thoughts. But I see divine promotion, divine acceleration in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because when Vashti came, who came on the scene? Esther. But you see, Esther had to go through some different rituals and different things. But hallelujah, the Bible, when she went through those things, she pleased Hagar, the chief chamberlain who had to prepare the girls. There comes a preparation when God calls you and you receive salvation and he calls you into his kingdom and you say, Lord, I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord and personal Savior. And when you come into his kingdom, you begin the preparation that begins. You gotta be studying you to know God. You gotta read the word. You gotta study the word. You need the Holy Spirit who will illuminate your eyes. Hallelujah. So when you read the word of God, you can grasp the word. You can receive understanding. And understanding, you receive revelation. Hallelujah. And to do that, some of you are in church. You continue to go to Bible study. Hallelujah. That's the preparation. Hallelujah. You can't just go out there and he call you and the next minute you start preaching the gospel. No. You got to go through some things and the Lord call you. Hallelujah. And as though the King Chamberlain was pleased with Esther. She was among a lot of beautiful Persian ladies. I don't care how others look. When God's eyes are upon you, it's upon you. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Keep your focus on Jesus. Don't listen to the naysayers. People will say this. People will say that. People will accuse you. You don't need to listen. Because most of the time when people say things, they don't even know the truth. They don't even know why and what. So, oh, Lord, forgive me for presumptuous sin. That's what David asked God. Forgive me, Lord, for presumptuous. That's why we cannot say a word. You need to see the salvation of the Lord. Now Esther, because of her, she's favored. The favor of the Lord is upon each and every one. This is your set time of favor. Esther is chosen. Now she's chosen as among all the ladies. She is the one that the king chose to be the queen, to replace Vashti. Hallelujah. Maybe a lot of you, so many people might be around you getting the same thing, but the Lord chose you. You see, God looks at the heart of man. He doesn't look at the outward appearance, he looks at the heart. So when God sees the posture of your heart, and your heart is to please him and do what is right, you're chosen, you're favored. And Esther was chosen and favored, but this is for a purpose. This is for God's will to be done. Hallelujah. There's an evil man, Haman, and he wants to get rid of the Jews. I'm just summarizing things. And the Jews now, Mordecai, Esther's cousin, comes to her and said, we need to tell her what's happening. She's now a queen. Hallelujah. Anytime God gave you a divine promotion, a celebration, it's for his glory. It is for his glory. Everything God do, there's a purpose. And it's not for your glory. Many times we take these things and think it's for our glory. But as this King Ahasuerus, you cannot go before the king. His golden scepter to you. We thank God for Jesus. Now we can come boldly to the throne of grace with all. Hallelujah. Praise God for Jesus. So the scepter, if the king did not summons you, that scepter not put out, you go there, you're here, you could be beheaded. So what did Esther do? She get her maidens, and they go on a fast, and they go on a fast for 3 days. Hallelujah. Because Esther now realized that if she doesn't do, sometimes when you do not do things God calls you to do, many times go find somebody else. People be waiting. Oh, waiting for next year. I'm waiting. I'm not ready yet. When God calls you, he's been calling you to do things and you don't do it. Remember the Lord said, I will raise up even rocks to praise me. So you think God's depending on you to let his will be done? If you can't do it, somebody else will do it. If I can't do it, if I'm not doing this prayer line, God got somebody else to do it. Many of us think that we cannot be replaced. We're so haughty and we're so prideful, and we think that we cannot be replaced. God can replace any one of us. Any one of us. That's why we should remain humble and do his will. So Esther, now she goes, she fasts and she prayed with her maidens and everything. Time that it's the third day. Hallelujah. Everyone said the third day, and I'm here to tell you this is your third day personally. And hallelujah. The third day Jesus resurrected. Hallelujah. This is your third day, hallelujah, resurrecting the life that God has ordained for you, that the enemy has stolen, resurrecting things that the enemy has stolen from you. And today, hallelujah, it's the third day, hallelujah. So when we look at the third day, we see in Esther chapter 5, now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel. You see, Esther, now she's coming dressed as the queen. She puts on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house against the king's house, and the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house over against the gate of the house. She fasted. She prayed. She said, if I perish, I perish. She was bold. She was courageous. In our lives, we have to fast and pray. Some things will not happen for us until we go into prayer, deep prayer and fasting, and get others to join you as you fast and pray. So Esther goes in, and then the king, verse 2 says, and it was so when the king saw Esther standing in the court that she obtained favor in his sight. Standing before the court, Right now, every one of us are in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you that you have obtained favor from Almighty God. Favor in God's sight. It's your set time for favor. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. Once he held that scepter, and this is what God is extending to each and every one of you this morning. All the members of I Am That I Am, the golden scepter has been extended to you. This is your set time of favor. When I started this radio, I'm sure it was 2011 in June, and the Lord told me to name it Golden Scepter. I did several series on the book of Esther. Hallelujah. And the name was Golden Scepter. We studied the word. The scepter has been extended to you. Whatever you need, ask him. What did the king say to Esther? What will thou, Queen Esther? What is thy request? My brothers and sisters, what is your request this morning to the Lord? What are you asking him for? You don't need to tell me, but you can speak to the Lord. The doors are open, and he will hear your thank you this morning for this word. I thank you, Lord, for this scepter that has been extended to each and everyone that's part of this ministry. Father God, there are many been here for so many years. Oh, God. Father God, this is the 13th year of this ministry. It started in 2010, October 23rd, 2010. And Lord, as we approach this year, the anniversary, Lord, thank you for the set time of favor. Thank you for extending your golden scepter, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that even when we started the radio, Lord, this is the 12th year of the radio, I Am Radio, golden scepter. Lord, we thank you. Oh God, the intercessors, if see the Lord, let it be an overflow, starting from the head, oh God, Mariama and the team, oh God, all the elderly ladies and all those that are there, oh God. Let there be an overflow of those who wake up in the morning, still sleeping, but just to hear the word. I call forth an overflow of favor in the name of Jesus. I pray that each and every one of us, and our children will walk in that favor, in that door that the Lord has opened for each and every one of us and our families, that we will continue to flourish even more in the house of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen and amen. I want to say thank you to every one of you. We appreciate you. We love you. Hallelujah. Walk in the favor of God. And this is, I will end with this. After 12 years, we just made the theme song for this radio, The Golden Scepter. I pray that you listen to the words and receive the words in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Holy.
never disappoint.